Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Anthony Chukwuma is at BB&T, a senior research analyst. He has aged following Radio Shack. Our guest host as well, Scott Galloway, Firebrand Partners at New York University. As well, I kid about that, but I've aged looking at Radio Shack. When does this company get put out of their misery?
That's a good question. I mean, we've been waiting for Radio Shack to get put out of their misery for, 10, 15 years. They just managed to keep going on. I mean, one thing that they do have in their favor is they generally do generate strong free cash flow, so that helps them to stay afloat.
Are they returning it to shareholders?
They historically have returned it to shareholders. With the numbers getting really bad this past year, they kind of put that on the back burner. But historically, they have bought back stock and also paid a dividend.
It's brand destruction, Scott. You're the pro on brands. I mean, the Radio Shack brand to me is ancient. And is it destroyed?
Well, it's definitely something that no longer has what we would call a lot of relevance. And I'm curious what you think, Anthony. If you look at Walmart, it stands for something. You understand its reason for being. It's massive selection, low prices. You look at a Williams-Sonoma, I love French cutlery, or I'm really into cooking, there's a reason for being. In your view, has management able to articulate in the last decade, like, what is Radio Shack's gestalt? Why is it there at the end of the day?
That's a really good question. I think that that's something that they've struggled with. Now, two CEOs ago, they really kind of hitched their wagons to wireless. They really tried to push themselves as a wireless solution, and that worked for a while, but now the bloom's really coming off of the rose, and now you have Joe Magnacca coming in, and that's really going to be the $64,000 question for him.
Yeah. This is a bigger story almost than just Radio Shack. We're also watching Best Buy in focus this week because of earnings. Is Amazon an existential threat to both of these retailers because of the showrooming concept?
Amazon is a huge threat. There's no question about that. Now, having said that, I really believe that the Amazon threat is going to abate for two reasons. One is that the manufacturers themselves, the consumer electronics manufacturers, are starting to get a bit tougher on Amazon in terms of saying, Amazon, you've got to sell things at the same price as everyone else. And the second thing is I think Amazon's going to have to start collecting state sales tax in every U.S. state, and that's going to eliminate a huge advantage they have.
So did Best Buy kill Radio Shack, or is Amazon killing Radio Shack?
I think a lot of people killed Radio Shack. I mean, I don't think it was any one retailer specific.
Well, the great moments I had in economics was at AEA one year. Thomas Schelling, the laureate on game theory, talked about how you end war. Scott Galloway, how do you put a company out of its misery? We have trouble doing that, don't we?
Sure, until the board there's always going to be someone who comes along and has their own vision and will take some of that precious cash flow and try and reinvent the company. And you've seen some companies who were near death who've come back. The issue about Radio Shack is, sure, Amazon's been a factor, but these are self-inflicted wounds. This is a company that's never been able to express its reason for being. And think about why you go into Radio Shack. You go in to buy a charger that you've lost, and you pay $25 for something that feels like it costs 70 cents, and it probably costs 30 cents. They have not created any sense of goodwill or any relationship with consumers in a long time.
Other than the phone business, which I agree was successful for a cup of coffee. What will be Mr. Magnacca's strategy? He was hugely successful at Walgreens and Duane Reade, wasn't he?
He's been very successful in the last couple of places he's been, and we've heard a lot of good things about him. Now, what I will say is what he's done successfully at Duane Reade, at Walgreens, at Shoppers Drug Mart. Before that, I'm not sure how applicable it is to Radio Shack's business. He's a great merchant. He's great at private label. He's great at building customer loyalty programs. But when I think about Radio Shack, their merchandising's pretty decent. They're already pretty good at private label, and I'm not sure
if the customer will. Scott, this goes back to what you talked about earlier, which is Google's great strength of putting things out of their misery when they fail. That's what Radio Shack has to do. Stop doing this, stop doing this, that kind of mentality.
Oh, but as someone alluded to earlier, I mean, we've seen retailers come back from near-death experiences. I think about a company I cover, Pier 1 Imports, where everyone thought that they were going to go bankrupt. The stock literally got down to 11 cents. The stock's at over $20 now.
Pardon?
You were with Eddie Bauer, right?
Yeah, we were on the board at Eddie Bauer. We took that through a Chapter 11 restructuring and sold the company, so we did put a bullet in its head.
I also want to bring up this point. One of the most shocking points on Bloomberg Surveillance, Bill George, the authority on corporate governance from Harvard University, told us, Hubert Jolie wins CEO Award of the Year for turning around Best Buy, or at least his efforts to do so. So perhaps there's a model there for Radio Shack.
There could be. I mean, I'm a little surprised to hear he got that award. I mean, it's pretty early going.
He was just saying, good job so far.
So far, I would agree with that, particularly in terms of the management team that he started to build.
Right. I
have a very positive view on Best Buy right now.
Anthony, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.